There is a Jewish community in Moscow, and it's full of contradictions. The city is home to 108,000 Jews, but fewer than 5% of them speak Yiddish. Nevertheless, Moscow is where Yiddish music, known as klezmer, is the leading expression of Jewish identity, Daniel Rosenberg reports.
What happens if a Russian oligarch wants to put on a klezmer concert as a birthday present for his Jewish mother? He calls Yefim Alexandrov. This diminutive 47-year-old stand-up comic and TV star, turned klezmer singer, is on stage with an entire symphony orchestra and scores of sexy dancers, some of them topless, 180 performers in all. Imagine a cross of Yiddish music hall with a Las Vegas spectacular. Alexandrov is performing in Moscow's posh 2,500-seat Rossiya Concert Hall. The tickets cost $300 and up, and the show has been sold out for weeks. The performance is billed as Songs of the Jewish Shtetl. Yefim Alexandrov.
I took the dream I had as a little boy about a shtetl that doesn't exist. It was like Chagall's paintings, where people fly above the shtetl. I made that dream a reality. It's the shtetl I feel in my heart.
The fact that Yiddish music is even being performed in Russia today is quite remarkable. Yiddish culture was virtually wiped out in the Soviet Union, first by the Nazi invaders, then by Stalin's last purges in the late 1940s and 50s, and finally through Russian assimilation. It wasn't until the late 1980s under Perestroika that Jewish culture could be openly practiced in Russia, and by then only the elderly could remember Yiddish songs. With material that he learned from his grandmother, this mega-production is, in a way, an act of defiance towards all of Alexandrov's childhood tormentors. Across town in a small, dark club is Pavel Leon. He is better known by his stage name, Soy Korolenko. He has a PhD in Russian literature from Moscow State University and sings and composes in Russian, Yiddish, Hebrew, English, and French. Some of Korolenko's songs are Yiddish adaptations of old Soviet propaganda. Others are completely new compositions. He's one of the only songwriters in the world composing new material in Yiddish. This one is called Rachmonis Afin Taibel, Sympathy for Whom? Korolenko's klezmer homage to the Rolling Stones anthem, Sympathy for the Devil. Here, Korolenko darts between four languages as his devil takes credit for a host of history's crimes, including the death of Jesus, the assassination of President Kennedy, the Holocaust, and 9/11. He's who is you, won't you guess my name? What was puzzling you in the
nature of my name? I did not know I was of Jewish background until I was 11 years old, when I found my father's internal passport and the nationality was marked Jewish. I assumed I was Russian. And I asked my father, are we Jewish? And he said, yes, we are. I said, why did you never told me about that? And he said, did I tell you you was Russian?
Korolenko learned Yiddish only a decade ago, when he had the opportunity to take a course while he was teaching at the University of Kansas. Vladimir Nabokov once wrote that nostalgia is the longing for one's youth. These singers, Soy Korolenko and Yefim Alexandrov, as well as their audiences, were deprived of their cultural roots in their youth. In an odd historical twist, this imagined nostalgia has launched a wave of creativity and, in fact, a Jewish musical renaissance in Russia. For the world, I'm Dan Rosenberg in Moscow.
And before we say goodbye, a hearty welcome to some new listeners to the world. Some of them are in Guam. Nice to have you with us. They're listening on KPRG-FM. We're also on now on WMFE in Orlando, Florida. The good folks of Davenport, Iowa can listen to the world on KALA-FM. And folks in Southeast Missouri and Southern Illinois can hear the program on Southeast Public Radio. Welcome all of you to the world on PRI, Public Radio International. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach, available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.